Thank you for the introduction. Thank you, everybody, for still staying here after these long hours and listening to this final talk. As it was already mentioned, this talk is about the results of my dissertation study. First, I would like to acknowledge the hotel housekeepers who actually took their time to tell me their stories about their experiences with hypertension management as hotel housekeepers. This study was funded by a grant from the Sigma Theta Tau International Nursing Society and also a scholarship from the School of Nursing at the University of Washington. So at the end of this talk, I hope that you will all walk away, if anything, with two things that you've learned. The first is to be able to identify at least two positive influences of hotel housekeeping work on hypertension management and two negative influences. This is the content of the talk. I will talk about the research purpose, significance, design, report the findings, talk about limitation and implications. The overall purpose of my dissertation study was to explore how Haitian immigrant hotel housekeepers define and manage hypertension within the context of their transmigrant life. And I'll talk more about the concept transmigrant life later. I had three research aims. The first aim was to identify, to describe how they define hypertension. The second aim was to identify the strategies that they use to manage hypertension. And the third aim was to explore the influences of their transmigrant life, focusing on specifically the resources within their social field and work. And for this talk, I will only talk about the work influences. Now, talking about transnationalism, this is a new emerging concept. This was a theoretical framework that guided my study. Basically, this theoretical framework posits that with increased emphasis on globalization and more development, technological development, communication, and transportation, immigrants now are more able to maintain relationships with their home country. So unlike the previous concept of assimilation, of acculturation, where they said that immigrants, when they come here, they strive to actually adopt the current American culture. But this framework is saying that now they don't have to choose. They actually pull resources from both countries in order to survive in their country of residency. And transmigrant life encompassed their overall aspect of their life, including their work aspect also. Now, this study is significant because it addresses two major areas: hypertension, immigrant health, and hotel housekeepers. With respect to hypertension, according to the Centers for Disease Control, 1 in 3 Americans have hypertension. And we know that hypertension is not only a national issue, but also a global issue, because 73 million individuals in the U.S. are diagnosed with hypertension, and that number is 1 billion worldwide. We know that hypertension is becoming more significant, a significant issue because of the cost. The cost for hypertension in 2010 was estimated to be $93.5 billion. And this is a rapid increase, because in 2009 the number was $73.4 billion. So we see that it's a major concern. Also important to note is that annual individual cost for hypertension is $124 for those who have it under control versus $691 for those who are under control. So we see that it's very important for us to maintain individual blood pressures at a steady state. Also, this study is significant because it addresses the issues of transmigrant life, which I already talked about. And the specific aspect of this talk with regards to hotel housekeepers. The housekeeping sector in the hospitality industry make up the largest worker group in this industry. And we all know that this work is actually very highly physically demanding. And several studies have shown that the characteristics of hotel housekeeping work, which includes high demand, low levels of control, increases the risk for cardiovascular disease development, such as hypertension. However, what we don't know is, once the person has been diagnosed, what aspect of their work environment actually hinder or enables the worker to maintain their disease. With respect to Haitian immigrants, we know that almost half of the Haitian immigrant population is working in a service industry, which includes hotel housekeeping, hospital, and restaurant workers. The Haitian immigrant population is actually steadily rising in the United States. As indicated, you see the number from 1990 to 2010. And Haitian immigrants are actually the second largest black immigrant group in the United States. So we see how, as they continue to grow in the country, healthcare providers will have increased encounter with this immigrant group. And of course, they're going to increase in numbers in the workforce here. Thus, that's why we should care. So little is known about hypertension and Haitian immigrant population, and there actually has not been any studies done to determine the prevalence of hypertension in this immigrant group. However, we do know that hypertension is a major health concern for this population group, leading to low birth weight and stroke. And specifically, there hasn't been any studies that explored how their transmigrant life context, including their transborder activities and work, influence their ability to manage hypertension. So this was a cross-sectional study. I actually flew to Miami, Florida, where which houses the largest number of Haitian immigrants, followed by New York, etc., in the United States. And also, as we all know, Miami is a big avenue for tourism, so there's a large number of hotels. So this was a very important area for me to go to. I used flyers and snowballing technique to recruit the participants. And I had 7 inclusion criteria and 2 exclusion criteria. And you see that I actually excluded those individuals who were working as housekeepers in private homes because I was only interested in hotel housekeepers. I used a demographic questionnaire and 2 type of individual interviews, first face-to-face interviews and also the photo voice interview. Now, for those of you who don't know about the photo voice interview, it is an increasingly used sexy method. Mostly a lot of it has been used in CBPR, and the goal of photo voice is to actually give the goal of photo voice is to actually give voice to the unheard. And giving individuals the opportunity to select themselves what they want to represent as far as factors influencing their life, instead of the researcher coming in and say these are the factors. So in this study, the photos were used both as the data itself, for example, the pictures, and also a source of data, which included the discussion of the pictures. SPSS and Atlas TI assisted in the data collection, and I used coding and thematic analysis methods. Now, these were the main areas that I focused on. Of course, in the demographics, I looked at characteristics. Now, I only put here under work, length of employment and number of rooms, but there was a more extensive question. Period, which included all the work environment and social support that were included in the workplace. About the participants, I'm only reporting this area. There was only 4 men and 27 women who participated in the study. The mean age was 42. And we see that most of them reporting a lower level of education. And you see the income, which is really mind-bothering, because 70% of them reporting an income of less than $20,000. And you see the number of rooms, 18-plus rooms. I actually had 2 participants who reported cleaning up to 30 rooms. And of course, I had to go back in the literature and said, is that even possible? But apparently, hotels that are not unionized, they don't have a cap on the number of rooms that they're able to clean. So it is possible that they would be asked to clean those number of rooms. Again, this is to remind you of my aims, and I will only focus on the work influences. 2 levels of influences of work showed in this study, both at the individual level and the system level. Now, for the individual level, the participants reported coworker dynamics, where they said that the positive influences of coworker dynamics were the interactions among the coworkers, and also participants reported having their coworkers bring in herbal medicines at the workplace and tell each other, here, use this. This will help lower your blood pressure. Now, the negative influences of coworker dynamics included conflicts. They actually fought about work hours, work shift, even their pay, which all created stress. I must also say, report that when I asked them about how they define hypertension management, they reported two categories. First, it's either by reducing stress, so staying calm, and or using herbal medications or prescribed medications. So we see the positive and negative influences either increase their stress, hindering them from staying calm, or hinder them from taking their blood pressure medication. Now, with regards to the transmigrant life, oh, yes. Sure. That's a great question. I did not get to ask them that question. Right, right. Now, part of the inclusion criteria was that they had to be, they had to be clinically diagnosed by a medical health provider. So they didn't have, they would be excluded if they said, well, I think I have hypertension. I'm not sure if that addresses your question a little bit. Sure. Right. Right. I didn't ask them that question. And that's another question. Also, before I went to actually collect the data, because this was mostly ethnographic work, the year before I flew to Florida to start building network, and I actually was advised to revise my whole process, even the flyers, because they were really skeptical about what my intentions were. And some people asked me, are you from the INS? So I didn't ask them about whether they were documented or not, and things like that. So this was a very iffy area. And it's all also up to the hotel chains. I am presuming that the bigger hotel chains would be more likely to hire the documented versus even those who were non-unionized, because then there would be less paperwork to do. But I'm not sure about that. Thank you. Yeah, any other? So with regards to the transmigrant life, being able to work as hotel housekeepers was really important for them, because many of the participants were the sole provider for their friends and family in Haiti. One particular woman actually had 6 children in Haiti, and she was the only one taking care of them. So they felt calm taking care of those individuals in Haiti. However, maintaining that lifestyle also presented an issue for them, because it was a financial strain. You see, their income is so low. So they had to juggle taking care of themselves here and those in Haiti. So they chose not to purchase their prescribed medication or maintain their routine doctor visit because of the money issue. Supervisory support. They appreciated when the supervisor showed concern, asking them how they were. Many of them actually collapsed at the workplace because their blood pressure spiked. And when they come back, it felt good to have their supervisor asking them, are you feeling better? Even changing, decreasing their workload was important. A lot of them reported racism as a as a source of stressor for them, increasing their blood pressure. Now with workload, you will see that workload in work hiring practice, there were no positive influences reported. With workload, they said they had too many rooms to clean, leading to feeling stress and overexertion. And with the work pace, which included the rapidity at which they had to work, and they said they didn't have enough time. Now imagine the person is working in a really large hotel, 18th floor, and they have to use the restroom. They're not allowed to use the restrooms they are cleaning, in the rooms they are cleaning. Now, they don't have time to go downstairs and use the employee restroom, so they don't take their blood pressure medication, which a lot of the blood pressure medications are diuretics, increasing their urinary frequencies. So you see that's an issue also. And with regards to work hiring practice, some of the participants were hired strictly through agencies. And the one thing about that is agency hired workers, because they're not under contract per se, they do not receive benefits. And also their pay is a lot less because if they were hired directly through the hotel, they would have this one source of money coming through. However, through the agency gets a certain percentage from that paycheck also. So these individuals reported having, even not taking their blood pressure medication because of lack of access, lack of benefits, etc. This participant actually took this picture and said, well, I took this picture of a room because it is these rooms that give me a little opportunity for when the boss comes to see the room is well represented. Whenever they ask for the room, you rush. But when you're done with the room, you see that it is well done, even with all that rushing. This other participant said, starting from pushing the cart, you are already tired. You have a vacuum, you are pushing. Starting from pushing the cart, you are already tired, and I don't even have to tell you when you're done working. And it was interesting because a lot of them, they reported that some of the carts had a section where they could mount the vacuum so they could do one push. However, others, they had to use both hands, the vacuum and the cart, and the cart is really heavy. These are two quotes that I thought were really powerful. The person said, the hotel is not supposed to give you more than 17 rooms. The 18th is an extra, but you have to do it because there are no jobs. If you lose your job, you will not find another. You are obligated to do it because if every time they give it to you, you say no, the boss will not be happy with you. So there's fear of reprisal there. And another person said, someday you have to go pee. You need to go downstairs to go to the bathroom. You stand in front of the elevator and you already pee on yourself. The elevator never opens, and going downstairs to the bathroom takes time. When you do go, you waste time while you need to complete the room. This participant actually said, "If I get prescribed medication, but I do not take them because I don't have time to keep going back and forth to the restroom." Limitations. Of course, there's always issue of generalizability. However, I was interested in one specific group. So, of course, I would have to only recruit Haitian immigrants, particularly working in as hotel housekeepers, and also issues of gender representation. However, there wasn't a lot I could do to counteract that because, as you know, the hotel housekeepers are mostly overrepresented by women. So, and then there was a lack of interest from the men's to participate in the study. Now, with respect to the photo voice, I had a lot of issue with that because 12 participants, 12 out of the 31, agreed to participate in the photo voice. However, out of those 12, not a lot of the participants felt comfortable taking pictures at the workplace, and we can all imagine why. Lack of time, and they feared that they would be accused of stealing the cameras. Yeah. And I actually think in hindsight, had I gone another route for recruitment, which I tried, before I actually went through the community to recruit the individuals, I actually started calling the hotels and talking to a few managers before I flew to Florida, explaining to them the purpose of my study. And you can all imagine the response I got. And one manager said, "You actually expect me to let you come to the hotel and find out what I'm doing wrong?" So I had to go another route to recruit the participants. So I'm thinking, had I gotten the support from the hotels themselves, the photo voice area would have been more successful. Now, practice implications. Individuals who are providing care to Haitian individuals and other groups working as hotel housekeepers, it is very important for us to keep in mind that we need to provide care within context, understanding the life of the individuals. I didn't report this in this presentation, but the participants really used the herbal medicine. They imported it from Haiti to take care of themselves and also work. We could see many aspects of their work, of their workplace, that could be addressed because it's hindering their blood pressure medication. So it is important for us to ask the participants, what kind of jobs do you do? You know, and for example, even prescribing another blood pressure medication instead of ones that increase urinary frequency, that's something to take into consideration. For research implication, of course, a lot of workplace interventions, although I've been talking to some experts with respect to hotel housekeeping, and they say there's a lot of issues because this is a one work area where you cannot just go and do interventions. You have to go at the top level, talk about the stakeholders, especially if you're dealing with big hotel chains. So you have to talk about that too. And also going through unions. Although if you go through unions, you know, you're excluding another population also. It's time? Okay, sure. And also looking at whether these factors relate only to hotel housekeeping or other types of work. Oh. And in policy implication also, workplace structure, whether even considering putting another bathroom on other floors, you know, for the staff to use, number of rooms they clean, and the work hiring practice with respect to the agency hired workers. And that's it. Thanks.